Hello and welcome to Health Runnings, a program of the Ministry of Health. As the Ministry of Health continues its preparedness and response activities to Zika, this week I'll tell you about a team that graded our efforts. Stay with us and hear just how we matched up to this scrutiny. Thank you for joining us for another week. I'm Stephanie Shaw-Smith. The Ministry of Health recently hosted a mission from the Pan American Health Organization, World Health Organization, with experts from the World Health Organization in Geneva, Switzerland, and a professor of neurology from Chile. The team underwent an assessment of the national preparedness and response to the introduction of Zika virus in Jamaica.
They have made a couple of recommendations. They have commended the ministry, first of all, on its surveillance. So they have said basically we're doing, for the most part, what we need to do to create the awareness and to track the possibility of the virus spreading. They have validated the newly established testing facility for Zika, so the virology lab that we have here. They're recommended that through active fever and rash surveillance, there may be a need for more testing of suspected cases. They have recommended validation of the testing samples using a regional reference lab, and other countries are doing it. We have identified a lab in Puerto Rico, which is part of the Center for Disease Control.
That was Minister of Health, Honorable Dr. Christopher Tufton. Dr. Tufton says he's satisfied that adequate preparation has been made for the country's ability to respond to the Zika virus outbreak and that the response to the positive cases so far has been appropriate. Notwithstanding that it is very important to have your involvement if we are to be successful in the fight against ZikV. We're all at risk of Zika infection. This means that we all have to take action not only to reduce breeding, but also to protect ourselves from mosquito bites.
There are particularly vulnerable groups that have to be very careful. Pregnant women, for example. As you know, there are a number of cases, some still being tested and validated in other jurisdictions, in countries like Brazil, where the virus is associated with particular types of deformities in babies. And so pregnant women, taking the examples of those countries, have to be particularly careful to ensure that they protect themselves and they manage within their environment to avoid or certainly minimize the risk.
That was Minister of Health, Honorable Dr. Christopher Tufton. Remember to take steps to reduce mosquito breeding in your environment by looking for anything around the home, school, churches, and business places that may collect water and either cover it, keep it dry, or dispose of it. Repair leaking pipes and outdoor faucets, cut the grass short and trim shrubbery. Clear roof gutters and eaves to prevent water from settling, and fill in and drain any low places in the yard, such as areas where there are usually puddles when it rains. And that's the end of this week's program. Join us again next week. Send your questions or feedback to mohprja@gmail.com. Thank you for tuning in. Remember, it's your health. You're in charge. Get healthy. Stay healthy. Be healthy. I'm Stephanie Shaw-Smith.